Hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Welcome to Food Riot. Our food supply has been managed, manipulated, and mandated. A collusion between government and corporations has determined what ends up on our plates. If you value having access to a variety of real, nutrient-dense foods, then join us on our quest for food freedom. Please welcome your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan.
Would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies.
If you haven't experienced the Aaron process of fresh, clean air,
we'll be right back.
Welcome to Food Riot. Our food supply has been managed, manipulated, and mandated. A collusion between government and corporations has determined what ends up on our plates. If you value having access to a variety of real, nutrient-dense foods, then join us on our quest for food freedom. Please welcome your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan.
All right, welcome to tonight's show. I am Brad the Butcher Jordan, and this is Food Riot Radio. Glad to have everyone listening in tonight. Before we get going on tonight's show, please take a moment to check us out and search Food Riot Radio on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. So Maryland, please let us have the right to buy raw milk again. Apparently state officials are meeting January 28th to discuss whether or not raw milk products should be exempt from state regulations. I have Liz Reitzik from Nourishing Liberty to discuss exactly what's going on. Liz, are you with us?
I'm here. Hi, Brad. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yes, thanks for being on. So there's a proposed bill in Maryland to restore the rights of state citizens to participate in cow shares and cow boarding to obtain raw milk. Maryland citizens lost this right to raw milk via cow shares in 2006 when the appointed director of the Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene redefined the word sale to include adjustments. Can you explain exactly what's going on in Maryland?
Yeah, basically, raw milk is banned here. There's no way for people to get it within Maryland. It's criminal for the farmers to sell it or distribute it, give it away even. And that puts us all in a bind because, you know, it's also criminal to transport raw milk across state lines. So what this piece of legislation does is it simply reinstates cow shares. So it gives us back that tiny little bit of our right that says we can contract with farmers, come to these mutual agreements for shares in a cow so that we can get milk from an animal we partially own.
Okay, now what exactly is a cow share? Can you explain that to the listeners?
Yes, a cow share is very similar to kind of a combination of horse boarding and a timeshare. So if you think of horse boarding, you know, you have a horse, but you might not have enough property to keep the horse. So you pay somebody to keep the horse for you and take care of it daily. And a cow share is very similar to that, but with the timeshare component mixed in, where you're actually splitting it with several other people. Because your typical Jersey cow produces about 5 gallons of milk a day. That's a lot more than my family can handle. And so, Brad, like you and I might decide we want to buy a cow together with maybe two other families, and then we would each get a gallon of milk a day from that animal.
That's
probably still a little bit too much for some families, but I know my family could go through that.
Right. Well, that sounds understandable. I mean, we should have the right to, you know, eat and drink the products of our choice. So Maryland banned this in 2006, right? So before then, it was okay to have a cow share and to participate in this raw milk exchange.
Yes, prior to that it was. And then the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, that's literally the name of our health department, they just changed a few words in a regulation and said that a cow share was now redefined as a sale. So they took that existing definition of sale of raw milk and included cow shares in that.
Wow.
And so barter and a whole bunch of other things.
They didn't even use the legislative body of the state to deem this, you know, a sin, to deem it, you know, unfit for human consumption, to, you know, make it against the law. They just bypassed the whole legislative body and acted as tyrants, as dictators, and said, they just struck it from the books, said no more.
That's right, exactly. And this is one of the biggest hurdles and challenges that we face in dealing with what we have access to, is that regulators have unchecked ability to just go in and arbitrarily change things. And while they are regulations, they're not laws, they carry the weight of law, so we're all stuck in the same position as if the law had been passed.
Yeah, it's these unelected bureaucrats that are such these busybody scumbags. It's just like the DNR, the Department of Natural Resources, up in Michigan that made that
Tory ruling about, you know, pigs in Michigan that Mark Baker's been fighting, you know, with the straight tails and the curly tails. Pretty much any pig outside can fit their description, and, you know, the owner of those pigs has to kill their animals under the law. Obviously, Mark's fighting it, and that's a good thing, but the same thing in Maryland. I mean, how can these bureaucrats make these regulations? I mean, it's not like the people that consume raw milk are a threat to people out there. It's not, you know, well, the only threat we are is to the big dairy producers and big pharma and big ag, and maybe that's the real threat. That's what they see as a threat, that we're stealing, not stealing, but we're changing our business practice to support small local farmers as opposed to their genetically modified prepackaged sterile foods in the grocery stores, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is basically what we're dealing with.
So, I mean, what can people do to kind of spur the message and fire up people in Maryland? I mean, what do we need to do here?
Well, for the hearing on Tuesday, so what's happening on Tuesday is that the bill is in committee. It's in the House and Government Operations Committee in the House of Delegates. And everybody sits around, and the delegates all listen to everybody saying why they want this bill to pass, and then the other people saying why they don't want the bill to pass. And then a few days later, or not at all, the chairman schedules the bill for a vote. And the problem we've had in the past with this chairman is that he doesn't want this to pass, so he refuses to schedule it for a vote. So what we're asking people to do, most especially this time, is just keep contacting the legislators, the members of the committee, and letting them know that we want this bill to go up for a vote and to please vote in favor of it.
It's, you know what, it's disgraceful, though, that we have to beg food overlords for our food freedom. We shouldn't have to sign petitions. We shouldn't have to go to hearings to say, oh, please let us have a drop of the raw milk from the teeth of the cow. It's just ridiculous.
Absolutely. It is so infuriating. I couldn't agree more. It's absolutely infuriating.
I mean, what I want to know, who are the bureaucrats or the legislators or whoever it is in Maryland? Who are these chicken neck scumbags that don't want to allow human beings to drink the raw milk of their choice, or milk of their choice, I should say? I mean,
that's a good question, because, I mean, the woman who's in charge of the dairy division right now is Lori Buechler. And, sometimes I get the sense that she doesn't exactly appreciate having to do what she's told in this regard. I can't speak to that for certain, but it's just a sense I get. So what we're getting is that this is coming from the FDA. It's coming from higher up. And, of course, the FDA's position is that nobody should drink raw milk for any reason ever.
Right.
And every time this bill comes up in Maryland, we get, you know, a 40-something page protest from John Sheehan, who's the head of the dairy division at the FDA, saying how dangerous raw milk is. It's inherently dangerous. There's no way to make it safe. Therefore, it should remain banned. And that Maryland's actually doing something wonderful. I think that when we look back on it in 10 years, 20 years, it's going to be more of an attitude of kind of how people now view the Jim Crow laws and racial segregation then, and how they looked at scientific racism. You know, some people actually believed that, but now we can look at it and be like, that was really just a bunch of nonsense. We'll be able to, I think a majority of people will be able to see the FDA's, quote, evidence and science as a bunch of nonsense pretty soon as well.
All right. Well, Liz, stay with us, everyone. Continue listening in. I have Liz Reitzik from the Nourishing Blog. Please, everyone, stay with us. This is Food Riot Radio.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agents.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan, and this is Food Riot Radio. I'm joined tonight by Liz Reitzik. She is a blogger, a food activist. Check out nourishingliberty.com for more details. And we are talking about raw milk and how it should be legal in the state of Maryland. There is a bill coming up. There's a hearing coming up on January 28th. To legalize cow shares, to make it legal once again to participate in contractual agreements between farmers and consumers, which, you know, this is America. This is the land of the free, supposedly, but it doesn't seem like that these days. But hopefully they will restore contractual agreements and the right to eat and drink the foods of our choice. Liz, so, you know, when people say, well, isn't raw milk dangerous? Isn't there dangerous pathogens in there that can make you sick? E. coli and Campylobacter and things like that. What do you say to them?
Well, it's like any food. There's the potential there with any food. It's not highly likely, though. And the FDA has it kind of just upside down. If you imagine, in for real, the likelihood of getting sick from any dairy is very minuscule. So that would be like the tip of the pyramid. But they've taken it and just turned it upside down. So they're saying, like, look, it's the base of the pyramid. But it's really not. And recent studies have shown that. Recent studies have shown how beneficial raw milk is for healing asthma and allergies and osteoporosis. And people's experiences show that as well. So this is something that it's going to fade pretty quickly. But it's just a matter of freeing up our farmers so that we can keep more land in production and more land as farms.
Right, and I think that's important because, you know, we want a lot of producers of food because, you know, if we just have a few producers of food, a few huge mega farms producing our food, that's not a good thing. You know, the ones who control the food control the people, and we don't want just a few companies cartelizing industries and controlling us. We want small farmers. We want local farmers. We want these things because they're local. They're close by. It's, you know, we have a relationship with the food we're eating, and these are all great things. I mean, and raw milk, I've been drinking it now for close to three years, and I've never been sick. And to be honest, I feel great drinking it. I mean, I drink at least two or three glasses a day, whether it's via yogurt or just straight raw milk. I mean, I think it's a wonderful food. It's a nutrient-dense food. I feel completely satisfied and full after I consume enough. And, you know, this raw milk thing is just bizarre to me, how hell-bent state officials are on taking out, you know, our right to consume this food. I mean, you know, the likelihood of you getting, like, E. coli is so much higher in eating just chicken, just cooked chicken, than it is consuming raw milk. So why officials aren't, you know, going after all this chicken?
I know, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I mean, so I guess what's next in this raw milk battle? I mean, do we need to contact a certain office in Maryland to support this legislation to legalize raw milk?
Absolutely. Anybody from Maryland, if you contact the members of the Health and Government Operations Committee and just let them know that you want to see this bill passed, that would be helpful. That would be really helpful. You know, I'm not sure how much weight it'll carry from people out of state, although I know there's a lot of people who, once it happens, because of the precedent it will set, and just kind of having it available again in the backyard of the FDA, it would be nice.
Right. And so why is the FDA, in your opinion, why are they so hell-bent on, like, enforcing states to, you know, force them to their will to fight against raw milk? I mean, what is their fight in this?
I wish I knew. You know, Brad, I think it's difficult for people like you and me who actually believe in freedom and people being able to exercise what they want to do. I think it's hard for us to relate to that super ultra micromanaging mentality. And I'm glad I can't relate to it. So I really cannot understand where they might be coming from other than just this huge ego and thinking they know what's better for everybody and they've got to micromanage other people's lives. So this nitty gritty detail.
They're control freak, spineless sociopaths. That they must not have been able to do anything productive in their life. So here they are getting this bureaucratic job in Washington, D.C., and they just want to control. I mean, I think people have this sick, twisted view that they just want to control others, and they get this satisfaction out of, like, bending people to their will. And I just, it just makes me so sick that these people are out there, and they're like,
I know.
Trying to control us and limit our freedoms, and it's everywhere, you know? It's like, you look at Edward Snowden, how he's been vilified for letting all the American people, you know, people in the NSA said they would like to shoot the guy in the head. I mean, what is wrong with you? All he said was, hey, you know, America, your government's spying on you. They're looking at your phone records, your emails, your online bills and things like that. I mean, it's absolutely absurd, and I wouldn't be surprised if the NSA were spying on farmers next. I mean,
well, we know that the FDA has been spying on raw milk farmers. I mean, I was working in a buying club where the FDA conducted a year and a half long undercover sting operation on our buying club to catch our farmer transporting raw milk across state lines, and then they shut him down.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're
not making this stuff up. I mean, this is the reality of what's happening because of these micromanaging bureaucrats who have this inflated sense of self-importance.
Yeah, well, Dan Elijah, right? And they kicked in his doors.
Dan
FDA,
yeah.
FDA, or I mean, SWAT raid style. They did the same thing to Rossum Foods in California. SWAT raid, kicked in the doors. There was another group in Georgia where they, you know, made everyone stop, and they confiscated their raw milk and made everyone dump it out. I mean, these are just tragic, tragic crimes that should not be happening. And the real criminals are, unfortunately, the ones in the ones wearing the badges, the state officials. And, you know, I just think it's absolutely insane that they're doing this. So, I mean, again, and where can people reach out if they want to contact you, if they want to do something?
Well, if you go to nourishingliberty.com, you can find our press release and the information about the hearing. And basically just show up on Tuesday if you're able to show up. If you're not able to show up, or if you are, either way, go ahead and make those calls. Connect with some of the offices. Talk to them about why it's important to you and why it should matter to them. These are the things that matter.
Yeah, I mean, and it is important that people realize what's at stake here. I mean, we talk about this every week about what's at stake. We're losing more and more freedom, I mean, every day by the federal government. But the good thing is more and more citizens, more and more Americans are becoming aware of the police state, the ruthless arm of the law. And, you know, we're speaking out against it. And I think it's important that people hear this message and they get on the bandwagon. And even if you're not in Maryland, call these people. I mean, get after these people. It's House Bill 3, right? And
I'm sorry?
It's House Bill 3, correct, that was filed?
Yes, it's House Bill 3.
And it's coming on January 28th, which is just a few days away here. So contact these officials in Maryland and let them know that raw milk should be legal and we shouldn't have to beg for freedom. Liz, do you have anything else to add? I mean, what else do you have to add to that real quick, Liz?
Well, I would just like to mention that most of the legislators are supportive of this measure. So if anybody does call, you might want to just check in with them and say, hey, if you're supporting this, thank you. First of all, thank you. And if you're not, please consider supporting.
All right, Liz Reitzik, thanks for coming on. Everyone, this is Food Riot Radio. Check out nourishingliberty.com. For more details.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aaron process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Food Riot Radio, and I am your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan. Before the break, I had Liz Reitzig from NourishingLiberty.com on to discuss raw milk and how they are trying to legalize it in the state of Maryland. So please check out her blog, and please check out the state of Maryland and give those legislators a little bit of hell and say, we want our freedom back there, Jack. So it looks like I have my friend Fergus Hodgson from the Stateless Man on. Fergus, are you with me, brother?
I'm with you, Brad. I'm loving the show tonight, and I want to, I'm not sure whether you have another guest for this half hour, but there's plenty I could add to that discussion. I really was there. You could say plenty of topics to lead into it. I was just thinking first that, as you probably were kind of itching towards saying at some point. A lot of the people who enforce these rules don't necessarily agree with them, that it's the vested interest either from the federal government or from the lobbies that are really pushing this. And I remember back when I was in North Carolina, and we were, I'm not sure, I hardly doubt this legislation came to fruition, but there was some push to allow, there was a push to allow the same cow sharing that you were discussing before. And even the director of the, I think it was the agricultural agency for the state or something like that, she said that these laws came into existence back in the 1920s when the milk wasn't safe. But it's so much safer now, there's no comparison.
Well, yeah, and back in the 1920s and the Industrial Revolution was in high swing, and what made these cows so unsafe is people were bringing these cows into industrialized cities, and these cows were fed spent grains from whiskey distillers and beer distillers, and they were kept in these horrible conditions, unsanitary conditions. And even these guys that produced the raw milk back then, the cows were so unhealthy, the milk was actually a bluish hue, and so they put chalk or flour into the milk to whiten it back up before they sold it. But that's just not going on these days. It's just, you know, the big dairy, the big pharma, they lobby the state officials, and they don't want the competition because they know the big dairy sales are actually declining now, and they see raw milk as a threat. Because I interviewed David Gumpert, and he's, you know, he's the main food freedom fighter, and he's written a couple good books. And he said, listen, you know, like, raw milk is kind of like the gateway drug. It's the gateway food. Once you start buying raw milk from these farmers, you start buying their eggs and their meat and other things as well. And so it's a real threat. You know, if If I, as a consumer, start buying $5,000-$10,000 worth of food a year from my local farmer, that takes a big hit out of the grocery store mega food producers out there, and they don't want that.
Yeah, and particularly considering that you and I, we're kind of, you could say, premium customers, right? So we're willing to pay for better quality items, so it really is a hit. I was just thinking, too, the main tool we have against this, as far as I'm concerned, is just civil disobedience, right? That the capacity for government agencies to actually enforce these laws is extremely limited. They try to make examples out of people, but all the while, tens of thousands of people just go on ignoring them, and I think that's wonderful.
Well, there
and,
are...
Yeah?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you up. I just want to say there are, you know, 5 to 10 million people in this country drinking raw milk, and FDA, there isn't a damn thing you can do to stop us. Go ahead.
No, that's right, and that's great, because as you know, these laws are not moral they're not morally obliging. You don't have to obey them. When people start saying, you know, you're going to dye your hair a different color or something ridiculous, we know that's just, it is ridiculous. You don't have to obey silly rules. And all this talk that it's for our own safety, I just have such a low view of people who say those things. I just think they've become intellectual prostitutes. They've sold their souls to big industries to basically lie to us. They don't really care about you. They would go to their profits, obviously.
They don't care. They're soulless minions that obey their masters, their big corporate government masters. They don't know. They don't care about freedom. They don't care about liberty. They don't care about individualism. They're just these sick human beings. And I really can't stand people who work for government. The whole lot of them, teachers, police officers, the whole nine yards, you know, just, they're all these little itty bitty control freaks that just want to, you know, pull you over for a speeding ticket or tell you what you do, or write a note home and send it to your parents. I got a big middle finger for all you folks out there that want to tell me
actually,
what to do.
I think what you see is that whenever there is even the threat of a cutback in their share of the pie, you see the way these people really behave. Recently we had an article that I edited about what teachers unions are doing in Puerto Rico. They stormed their way into the Puerto Rican legislature and urinated inside the legislature. I'm going, how mature? These are the teachers? These are this is the teachers union? Great. You know, so this is the role models we have. These are the role models. And go, Brad.
I mean, they're just, it blows my mind. It blows my mind how unproductive and silly these people get and how illogical their arguments are. It's just like, you know, I just don't get it. It's just like the people are individuals. We all have different judgments, perceptions, and things like that. There's 350 million people in America. We're all so different. Why do you want to try and control so many people? Just let us drink our damn raw milk and let us get on our way. If we get sick, oh well.
No, like I think the reason is that just I think that they are afraid of the profits. And this, to me, the fallback is always, oh, so it must be going terribly in Europe where they sell raw milk all over the place. You know, I mean, do we have, like, breakouts of diseases all the time? Of course not. It's just ridiculous.
No, we don't even have breakouts of disease in the U.S. either. I mean, it's, of course, when food is real, when raw milk, there's always a chance that there could be something that happens to it, right? There's always a threat. I mean, you've seen it with cantaloupe in the supermarkets. You've seen it with spinach in the supermarkets. I mean, sometimes food just spoils or goes bad, and that's just part of it. Sometimes, I mean, nothing is 100% safe, right? I mean, even driving isn't 100% safe. So, I mean, just to make these claims. But what the interesting fact is, and which I was talking with Liz about, is to actually eat chicken, just cooked chicken, you have a higher risk of getting food poisoning or getting E. coli poisoning or Campylobacter poisoning than you do drinking raw milk. It really is a low-risk food. But the fact is that it is a low risk. It just means, you know, I don't know. I guess the big ag food producers want to have us all eat prepackaged, sterilized food so we can all be infertile little wimps.
Well, yeah, exactly. And you know that I grew up on raw milk, right? We didn't even know anything else. My dad by hand from the cow and put it in the fridge, right? So that's what we had for
all. And you're the damn rowing champion of New Zealand. Look at what raw milk. Fergus is the man.
Thanks, Brad. And I just wanted to, yeah?
Oh, go ahead. I was going to say, he also rode for Boston University as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I miss those days. I miss those times. My dad, he back in New Zealand, they still drink raw milk all the time. I mean, they would never let go of that. I mean, it's obviously it is healthy, but I was just thinking too about one way to really hurt the enforcement of this is to just shine a light on it. Just what you're doing to basically get the cameras out to show what they're doing. And I remember you discussed Rawsome Foods. Correct me if I'm wrong, but as far as I know, in the latest, you could say, storming of the operation from the police or whatever government agency was doing it, they deliberately pointed the security cameras away or shut them down so that people could not see what they were doing. Because the first time it happened, it was on Stephen Colbert's show, you know, the Colbert Report, right?
Oh, it made huge national headlines. Yeah.
What are these fat cops doing with guns going into a milk store? Seriously, is this what we've come to?
Yeah. It's disgraceful because there's no need for that, right? Even if he was breaking some arbitrary BS law, like, you don't have to go in there guns ablaze. You could just send in a couple street cops and say, hey, man, we got a warrant for your arrest. And this guy, John, I can't think of his last name off the top of my head. He's a harmless individual who's, like, never been convicted of a crime. He's not, you know, hiding in the milk cooler with a machine gun. I mean, just go in there with your damn warrant and say, come on, buddy, we got to take you in. I mean, but the way that these officials and the police are geared now, it's like they're the crazy, power-hungry, you know, trigger-happy psychopaths.
Yeah, I think they just watched too many police movies or something because just the whole guns-drawn thing was just outlandish. For a bunch of, you know, hippie kind of raw milk people. I just couldn't believe it.
All right. Well, we're coming up on a break. I was chatting with Fergus Hodgson of The Stateless Man. Check out his show. It's great. It airs tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Everyone stay with us. I got my man, John. I can't think of his last name right. Randy Ziller coming up after the break. He's talking about Michigan and their tyranny on food.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right. Welcome back. This is Food Riot Radio. I am your host, Brad, the Butcher Jordan. And before the break, we were chatting about raw milk and freedom and how state officials are so hell-bent on limiting our access to nutrient-dense foods. And I chatted with Liz Reitzig of NourishingLiberty.com. She's great. She's been a raw milk activist, a raw milk rebel, and a freedom fighter. And now I have on Randy Zillinger, and he represents a lot of small farmers in the state of Michigan. And I just want to say thanks for joining me on tonight's show. Randy, are you there?
Yes, sir, Brad. I'm here.
Ah, thanks for coming.
How are you?
So, I am doing great, man. So let me get this straight. We're keeping even farm animals in residential neighborhoods in the state of Michigan could soon be deemed illegal in the state. Is that because of this new proposed change to state regulations that could strip property owners of the right to keep and raise a small number of poultry or livestock on their land?
Yeah, it's kind of an end around. They're not actually changing the legislative wording. The law itself is still the law, but what they are doing is adding a new category to the GAMPs, the generally accepted agricultural and management practices. Now, there's 8 GAMPs to help all farmers, all citizens of Michigan, you know, comply with the Right to Farm Act, which was PA 93 of 1981 and then amended a couple of times since then. But the GAMPs are basically the guidelines of how to, you know, follow the intent of the law. So once a year, headed by MSU, Michigan State University, agricultural experts, leaders in their field, they review the GAMPs and see if there's any scientific basis for changes. They recognized back in the 80s that, hey, science evolves and we get better at doing things and we need to keep up. So that's the good part of the GAMPs. Well, now, recently, in the last couple of years, they've done a few shady things with the GAMPs, starting in 2010 for a change that took place in 2011. They slid in some new wording without any public comment, without any discussion whatsoever, that, changed some of the rules for large cities, because Detroit as you know, they wanted their own set of rules so they could have urban farming and put their own restrictions on it. But they realized state law would supersede their actions. So the legislators from the Detroit area were going to introduce new legislature to the law. Well, that scared a lot of people, big operations in particular, because they don't want the law weakened in any way. So they made a backroom deal. They changed some wording and said, hey, if a city's over 100,000 people, you don't really have to worry about compliance here. We're not going to bother you. So that slipped in. Nobody knew about that. But then...
Well, that doesn't sound like it's that big a deal, though. I mean, they didn't have to comply with any laws. It sounds like it's enhancing food freedom more than taking away from it.
What they wanted to do was put their own restrictions on it so that anyone who had, if you lived in a city of $100,000, you could not claim the state law as your defense. They could make any changes they wanted to, and you had no defense. You had no legal defense.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, they should keep it square across the board.
Right. It's not selective. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I think if there's a law enacted for all of the citizens of a state, it's for all of the citizens of the state, not a special group.
Right. Well, that you know how government works, though. A lot of the times it is for special groups and special interests. But, you know, I know you're friends with Randy Buechler. And the township where he has his house and his little farm, the township came after him, but he used the Michigan Right to Farm Act to stand up for his right to farm, and he won in court. But is that the law they want to change, the Right to Farm Act?
They don't want to change the law. They want to change the wording of the GAMP that would preclude people like Randy, people like myself, and 80% of the state from claiming the right to farm as legal defense. Basically, they're denying us access to that law if these proposed changes go through.
Oh.
And what they've done, by instituting a new category, they've completely bypassed any sound science whatsoever and just arbitrarily says the only way you could have a animal of livestock origin as if you're zoned specifically for agriculture.
Right, and how hard would that be to get zoned for agriculture? Isn't that only for the huge monocrop farms and the huge confinement animal feeding operation type of poultry barns and pig barns and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. It has no basis in science. It's an arbitrary decision made by your local zoning board or your local township council. There's no rhyme or reason to it. We have people who are members of the Michigan Small Farm Council that have, you know, tons and tons of acreage, 40 acres, 50 acres, 500 acres, and those particular addresses are zoned residential. That automatically, if these changes go through, preclude those people from using the right to farm law to protect their operations.
So, and then the zoning boards could potentially say, well, all right, we don't like these guys, we don't like their animals, so let's just make it illegal. And then they've essentially shut down you and Randy Buechler, said you have to depopulate your animals or else face fines, jail time, et cetera.
Absolutely. They've criminalized it. My case, because I fought the ordinance and requested a trial, had I pled guilty to the ordinance violation, it would have been a small fine and go your merry way. But because I exercised my rights to a trial, they turned the ordinance violation into a criminal charge, complete with jail time, probation, fines, and everything else.
Randy, so what is wrong with these people? I mean, why are they so hell? I mean, what is wrong with this biodiverse, small, farming? I mean, what do officials have against it? It just seems like such a peaceful activity. I don't see why anyone would care.
Well, you know, I listened to Liz, and it seems the same thing. The bureaucrats are just running amok, and, you know, who or what is driving the bureaucrats to act this way? I really don't know. I mean, you can speculate all day long.
It has to be the big corporations, right? The big food producers.
Sure, you can speculate to that. You can, a lot of people here in Michigan think it's the Michigan Township organization, the group of townships that are behind some of this. We know that the Farm Bureau of Michigan doesn't want to see poultry in urban or suburban backyards, so they're behind changing these changing the categories to outlaws. You know, there's some special interests, and of course they've got big money backing them. But,
I mean, this just bothers me to no end. It's such a tragedy to see what's happening. I mean, because what is more important than food, than community? And it brings everyone together. I mean, you can rally around small farmers. I mean, that's where everyone meets and greets at the dinner table, sharing food, sharing good times. And I just get so upset when I hear about, you know, more officials that want to bring down the hammer on local farmers or bring new zoning laws to limit, you know, Joe Schmo down the road from starting a farm on his 5 acres of land. I just think it's absolutely ridiculous because I really enjoy the products. I mean, the products small farms, the products like yourselves and other small farms produce are far superior. The eggs taste better, the chickens taste better, the beef tastes better. I mean, and maybe that's it. Maybe the products are so much better and so much healthier for you that the mega producers do not want it and do see you as a threat. But, Randy, stay with us. We're coming up on a commercial break. Everyone, stay with us. This is Food Riot Radio.
You've been listening to Food Riot Radio, hosted by Brad the Butcher Jordan. For more information on Food Riot Radio, please check out his Facebook page. Just search Food Riot Radio and follow him on Twitter. Thanks for listening in to Food Riot Radio.
With finance. With fine.